unconditional reality, how to be there from here.
In every corner, I battle through frustration. And I wonder, am I all that I was meant to be? Just a simple man aspiring to be. All you see in me, all you see in me.
Hi everybody, and welcome to Unconditional Reality, How to Be There. And welcome to our website, unconditionalreality.com, and our new format. And in keeping with this new format, what we've decided is to actually shorten the program and allow the panelists to kind of pick what topic they want to discuss for today. So, in this program, Broadway Mike came up with a couple of ideas and wanted to tie them together. And so that's what we're going to do. So without any more of me right at this moment, let's hear from Broadway Mike.
Well, hello everybody. I'm glad to be here. Yeah, I've been thinking about this for quite a while. And there were two phrases that kept on coming up in our discussions with each other. And so I was thinking about them, and then I felt like you could put them together, and I came up with something that, Norman talks about it in his book. But here's the two phrases. First is, you can only imagine what you already know. And the other one is, all there is now. So, you know, what I did when I was in a body was I used to stand on street corners and talk like this all the time. I'd philosophize with anybody who chose to philosophize with me.
Yeah, but, oh, Broadway, excuse me, I interrupted.
Hey, it's no problem. Grace, interrupt as often as you want.
Well, thank you, Broadway. But here's what I wanted to say. I don't even consider it, how you say, philosophizing? No more. I see it as simply a particular choice in how I want to see my life, how I want to see the world. And so that's how I choose to see it.
Oh, look, I'm right with you on that. I used to think it was being a philosopher, and then at one point I decided, just the idea of debating points of view seemed a little bit empty to me. I'm sure there's always going to be different points of view.
Well, yes, of course there's going to be. This is Reverend Johnson. I just had to jump in right there. There's always going to be different points of view. And I think I got to understand where you were heading, Broadway. If I'm incorrect, would you please clear it up for me. However, what I feel like, what resonates within me is that the object of debating and philosophical, deeper points of view, I started to feel also that it got a little bit empty. And what meant something to me was I was not, well, first let me say, I was not against listening to other people's points of view, because my gosh, they're all different, facets of the same precious diamond, which is all of us. No, I was not against that. But what I did realize was that what filled me up, what made my day glow and my day brighten and the light get a little bit lighter and the love get a lot bigger, might not be the same thing that created the same potential for somebody else. Now, I guess that's part of the unconditional thinking. It's just like to honor everybody's particular point of view.
Well, I recognize that in itself is a whole point, but I definitely want to help us stick to what you were saying. So, Broadway, excuse me, and I'm going to go right back to you. Well, hey, thanks. And I couldn't agree more. So what I was thinking was, if you can only imagine what you already know, and if that's indeed the truth, then you must be experiencing whatever it is that you're imagining. You must be experiencing it in some other kind of reality. Because if you say, well, I could see myself being, really rich, a lot of money. And at some point here in this reality, maybe you don't have a lot of money. So if you can only imagine what you already know, then there's got to be a part of you that knows you already got the money. Am I on target there, Norman? Oh, you are. Well, hello, everybody. This is Norman. Of course you are. Everything, every thought, every focused piece of energy creates its own reality. And so what we're going to see as a race is that we're creating probable realities all the time. And each one of those probable realities has a life. Has a life. It's kind of like the butterfly effect. And where if one little element switches, then it creates a whole different path, and so on and so on and so on. Now the difference between being a hypothetical is that we actually are creating all these paths, and on some level we are living them. So yes, indeed, what you imagine is something that you already know. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to enter into your field, which we call imagination. Ooh, yeah, where that that be the truth. So, let us get through this one particular sentence before we get to the next one. That is what Norman is seeing, is my experience as well. We create these potentials and they go off into all their own realities. And we are experiencing many, many different kinds of realities all at once. And what occurs is that in order to not go bananas here, we have put on blockers so that we aren't aware of all of these other things. Otherwise we would go crazy. It would be like having one of those TV things that has 200 channels and they all going on at the same time. It boggles the mind. No, what does occur as you become a little bit less attached to your present situation, you begin to become aware of other potentials, other realities. And what keeps you from going bananas or any other fruit is the fact that you start taking all of that energy and you begin to put it into your focus here. So rather than it being conflicting and bombarding you with all of this different stuff, what occurs is that it becomes like an extra energy boost to help move you along into a greater perception of what your life is about right here. Okay.
All right. I understand that. I think I do. And if I may add something else that we talked about a long time ago, if we really are divinity having this human experience, well, then is there something else outside of divinity?
Well, I don't even see how that's possible. However you want to phrase divinity, all there is, essence, energy, God, goddess, however you want to do it,
I have to say, I cannot even remotely conceive of how it would be possible for something to be outside of divinity.
Well, okay, that's my point. So, Reverend, if there's nothing outside of divinity, then once again, and we're divinity, then everything has got to be who we are.
Woo! Ha ha! Ring the bell. She is right on, Grace. You're talking really good wisdom here. Yes, you are a speck of everything. So, if you go to the ocean and you take out a little bit of the ocean water, that little bit of water contains all the knowledge, all the history, all the experiences of the entire ocean, even though it's just a little bit. Do you see? So, you, as the one we are calling Grace, are a little bit of this great big ocean, and within you is all the knowing that exists in this entire world, in the entire, not just this planet, in the entire cosmos, as you would say. Do you see this?
Oh, I do. And so we're all part of this huge ocean, as you might say.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I want to come back to the point of being part of the ocean, and just because I'm going to show you how it connects with the other part of what Broadway wants to talk about. Okay, that's enough for me right now. We go back to you, Broadway. All right, well, thanks. Okay, so the other thing is, all there is now. Okay.
All right, wait, just one moment. Flip here. I'm a little confused. I don't want to get my own confusion into the way here, but all there is now. What about the past and the future? What about that?
Ooh, well, are you in the past right now?
No, well, I'm right here. I sometimes think about the past.
Ooh, okay, so when you think about the past, are you going into the past, or are you thinking about it now?
Well, I'm thinking about it now.
So, your only experience of it is when?
Well, my only experience of it is, it's now.
Ooh, that's right. And let me ask you, when you think about the future, where are you?
Well, I'm right here.
Okay, and are you right here some other time, or are you right here now?
Well, I'm right here now. I almost understand. You're saying that anything I perceive, I'm perceiving it now.
Well, that's right. And I'm also saying, I need to get a bit complicated, that the everything, what you think is your past, what you think is your future, and all the other probabilities, they all happen now. Now is all there is.
All right. Now, I gotta say, that feels more right to me, and yet I'm not necessarily able to explain it, but okay, all right. I'm gonna go with that. All there is now.
That's right. So, here we go. You can only imagine what you already know, and all there is now. So, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about Norman's Manifesting Through Mastery stuff, and I'm saying, if all there is now, then anything that I'm imagining has to be real, somewhere, right now. Is that what you're kind of saying, Norman?
It's exactly what I'm saying. It's exactly, you've got it, Broadway, you've got it. And I want to hear you
talk about it a little bit more. Okay?
Well, sure. I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path here. So, I say, for example, okay, I got a lot of money. And even though my life at the moment says, no, you don't. You don't have a lot of money. But I can imagine it. I can see it. So, on some other reality, I already have a lot of money. And so, it's a matter of aligning myself with what's already there. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds intriguing. It sounds possible. And it sounds like, well, it's something I would like to be able to learn here, because it's not something I've already figured out for myself.
Oh, I understand. Now, it's not something, Flip, that you gotta be able to get right off the bat, you know, so you can go out and talk to other people about it. No. I do see how it's a process, but this is pretty exciting if I'm understanding it. You're saying, Broadway and Norman, you are saying, and Mother Precious, I guess everybody, what you're saying is that because I can imagine it, it's something I already know. And what I was talking about before is, on some level, there's nothing that I don't know, because I am part of that ocean. I'm part of that ocean. That's all there is. So if I'm part of all there is, and on some level I'm carrying that memory of all there is, then how can I be less than all there is? Does that make sense to everybody else?
Well, of course it does. And you know, Sister Grace, this is not something that's new. Many, many cultures throughout our known history have been basically saying the same kind of thing. Those cultures, those indigenous cultures that lived with the land, as opposed to trying to control it and severely restrict it, those cultures, they understood that there really, really was not any kind of separation between them and the land and the elements and the energies of the wind and the air and the fire and the earth and the plants that gave them sustenance and the animals that were there and that they helped each other. The animals were sacrificing themselves and people were living and growing and prospering, and they discovered how to eat and harvest and harbor plants and live off the land. There began to be a very conscious kind of a synergy, if you will, on a conscious level. And the more that they realized that there wasn't any kind of separation except how it appeared in this particular life stream, the more they did that, the more they embellished exactly what you're saying. We all start recognizing each other as the divinity, as the same essence, simply having another experience, be it a plant, be it another human being, be it a rock. My gosh, the experience that is called, put it on me, Reverend Johnson, the experience that is called Reverend Johnson is having a whole lot of that energy behind it, having a whole lot of other experiences and a whole lot of other realities, some of them being a male, some of them being a female, some of them probably being a tree or whatever. It's all consciousness that's expressing itself one way or another. And so, yes, we are part of this ocean, if you will. We are part of this ocean. So that has a lot to do with understanding what manifesting is all about. Oh my gosh, it is a profound piece of information. Now, we're not talking about the kind of stuff that is necessarily said in some of the, you know, how to get rich kind of motivational speakers. And I'm not saying that that information doesn't have a place, that information doesn't have value, because indeed it does. And there are a lot of overlappings between what is said there and what is said here. What we are saying, and I guess this is a progression, Norman, from what you were talking about a few weeks past, is that we are focusing on the unity, the one consciousness of everything that's behind the appearances. And so we're not getting as attached to the appearances as we are to embracing the energy that is supporting all of it. And if I'm understanding correctly, the real manifesting, and I'm so glad, Broadway, you brought this up, brother, because you are putting these two together. The real manifesting is coming from the inner knowledge of that we are everything. So yeah, you could only imagine what you already know, and yes, all there is now. So what you already are imagining is now. It's right now. And so when people used to say in their people used to talk about affirmations all the time, you know, they would say, well, they would try to affirm things that weren't present in their day-to-day world. And, you know, again, let's use the thing of money. Everybody's so concerned about money. Well, Happy's going to talk about that in a bit. But basically, they'd say, well, okay, I don't have enough money, so I'm going to start saying things like, I'm rich, abundance flows freely and throughly in my life. And then that subconscious part of you, or that other part of your mindset, regionalized, local, three-dimensional mind says, no, you're not. You ain't rich. And you don't got no abundance coming through your life. And so it kind of like checkmates the intention of the affirmation. All right. So then we start coming up with clever ways to phrase the affirmation so it didn't rouse that sleeping, sometimes antagonistic mind. And so we'd say, well, I'm abundant in friendship. Okay, maybe you are. Maybe you don't got no money, but you got a bunch of good friends, all right? And so the conscious mind says, well, oh yeah, right. Well, you do got good friends. Okay, I'll let that go by. And then, now what we're talking about is when you kind of relax and let yourself fall deeply into who and what you are, then you start realizing, my gosh, well, I am everything already. So when I say I am abundant, I am referring to my fullness of character, my fullness of experience. And yes, maybe right in this particular version of me, I may not have all that money, but by gosh, I can imagine it, so it is happening. And now it's just a matter of bringing those two different realities together. That's all there is to it.
Oh, thank you, Reverend. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, we're just going to hear a couple seconds of some music, and we'll be right back.
Okay, well, we're back, and this is Bennett. And over our short little break, Happy mentioned to me that he was excited about something and wanted to comment on it just for a moment or two. So, once again, here's Happy.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, Bennett. And by the way, a bit of a side notice. I'd like to say on behalf of all of us here that we appreciate you, Bennett, for allowing us to come through and speak in this way and provide a giggle or two and hopefully some inspiration and information that could be useful in any number of ways to people. So, thank you.
Oh yeah, well thank you. I couldn't do this without you.
Well, it's really my pleasure and privilege. Thank you.
Well, all right. Now, what I wanted to talk about and to lighten up the day, and actually we were going to start our reports, what we say is kind of like back from the future, if you will. However, what I will say, and those are going to be reports about what your time here in what you call your nows of 2012 and 2013, what the probability of how it looks like from another future now. However, in this moment-to-moment experience right here, I'd like to say that the kinds of thoughts about you can only imagine what you already know and all there is now, and what that really means on a day-to-day experience here in terms of how does that affect my work, if you will, my relationships, the level of abundance, not only in material ways, but in inner ways, and joy and happiness, creativity. How does that really affect each other? I'd like to say that those of you who are paying attention to this and who do get something out of it, there is a learning curve, they say, in almost everything. To everybody, there's a time, there's a season to assimilate certain kinds of knowledge, certain kinds of knowing. And what we are speaking about here, even if it seems to be a little bit, how do you say it here, out there, something that doesn't necessarily be as tangible as like stubbing your toe, falling down, scraping your knee. Nevertheless, this, you are simply a bit ahead of the general mass learning curve. However, these kinds of topics, these kinds of subjects, they are the substance of what will be the general knowing, the general sense of understanding in a very, very short time. And so I, as a harbinger, looking into what you call ahead, existing from a space that is a bit beyond the perspectives of your what you call time, because time is a very, very relative and a very, very created, constructed awareness. However, standing beyond it, I can tell you with absolute certainty that you as a race are moving into a place of conscious co-creating. So rather than simply trying to push the mountain somewhere, you go to the point of like understanding that you put it there probably and from a much bigger essence level. Why would you want to move it if you already put it there? And accepting that you are divinity, that you are part, all of you, of a conscious wholeness, if you will, and that the secret to, number one, creating immense longevity, if you like, and immensely happy, joyful, abundant, creative living is in the awareness that you aren't separate from one another. And again, it's not about all trying to be identical in the way you do things and the way you say things and the way you look and so forth. No. But it is a matter of, again, appreciating all of the different inputs, all of them, and celebrating them from this perspective of you all
being one with just an extraordinary number of facets. It makes it easier to love one another. It makes it easier to coalesce energies, if you will, for the greater good. Yes, and what it does is it diminishes the need to control. It diminishes the need to try to manipulate others. And because you simply recognize that it's all you, and everybody as well recognizes that it's all them, and that you're all part of the same team, if you will. So this kind of thinking, you can only imagine what you already know. All there is now. I just want to say that is part and parcel of your mass consciousness expansion and growth. And we from the heavens, if you will, what some call the Galactic Federation, are extraordinarily pleased and happy and supportive of you in each and every essence. All right, and let me turn it back over to our host, Mr. Bennett Gale. Well, thank you all. Thank you all for this discussion. For those of you out there, I really hope that you are enjoying this new format. I invite you to partake of any of our archived shows, and you can trace the evolution and development of our communication with you through these shows. Also, there are some interesting articles here, and there are as well on our sister site, if you will, themasterscorner.com. And themasterscorner.com also has extra information should any of you be interested in utilizing my services for your own personal expansion, or if you would like to discuss having some kind of group situation, you can go to the Master's Corner. There's information there. And in every single instance and case here, for all of the panel members, for myself, for all of the extraordinary energies that make this show possible, including each and every one of you, I'd like to say you are all sacred, and we hold you in our love, and we hold you in our light. And in unconditional reality, you are and I am. And together we help shift our world. Namaste. Unconditional reality. How to be there from here.
In every corner, I battle through frustration. And I wonder, just a simple